Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claims that Jerusalem is an open city for all its inhabitants. Netanyahu made the statement in response to the request of the United States to stop an Israeli building project in occupied East Jerusalem, adding that all residents, Israelis and Palestinians alike, are able to purchase property in its eastern and western parts. But in Al-Quds, equality between the different peoples seems to be far away, particularly when it comes to housing.
No Jewish can living inside the Palestinian built-up area, except the settlers who occupied house here or there. But in the same time, the Palestinian can't live in West Jerusalem because according to the Israel law, the Palestinian can't buy a house or rent a house.
In Al-Quds, seen by Israel as its eternal, undivided capital, it's impossible for Palestinian residents to take ownership of the majority of homes. Palestinians are divided from Jewish Israelis when it comes to rights to obtain a house. When an Israeli citizen buys a home, the ownership of the land remains with the Israel Land Administration, which leases it to the purchaser, enabling the registration of the home. Rule of the governmental department is that non-Jewish foreigners cannot lease, let alone own, land from the administration. As most inhabitants of East Jerusalem don't hold Israeli passports, the same rule applies to them.
I think everything theoretically is possible, but have you seen what kind of prices we are talking about in West Jerusalem? Even they cannot afford the houses in East Jerusalem anymore. See, the Israelis have mishkanta, they have insurances, they have loans, they have all kinds of privileges for people who are within the Israeli system.
Most residences in West Jerusalem and in the settlements in and around East Jerusalem are built on land owned by the Israel Land Administration. There's also privately owned land, but Palestinians state that Israeli owners rarely sell to a Palestinian. Nevertheless, there are Palestinian families that have moved into Jewish neighborhoods and settlements, especially to the East Jerusalem settlements of French Hill and Pisgat Zeev. They get around the rules by renting or buying apartments without registering them. But a home purchase out in the open is hardly possible for Palestinian residents in Netanyahu's open city. Deputy Foreign Minister Danny Ayalon claims that Israel has indisputable right to build anywhere in Al-Quds. But Palestinians are not given the same right, as they face the rules of the Israel Land Administration. This is Femke Renaam, Press TV, Al-Quds.